Hello everybody, this is Dave Wright with Handy Tech North America, where it's all about adapting. Today I want to introduce to you a new device that we'll be offering in our line of mobile solutions, the HTC S743. But before I go further into this introduction, I want to give you our contact information. Handy Tech North America can be found on the web at http://www.handytech, that's handytech.us. You can reach us by email at info@handytech.us. Call us anytime by phone at 651-636-5184. Now to introduce you the HTC S743. This is a candy bar style phone with a slide-out keyboard. As I'm holding the device in my right hand, it fits very well in my palm with the numeric keypad on the front. It's a standard numeric keypad, tall screen. The keyboard slides to the right. On the top of the device, I have the power button. This is a long, skinny button, and that is the only button on the top of the device. On the left-hand side of the device, we have two buttons, volume up and volume down, respectively. Going down the left-hand side of the device, we have nothing. This is where the screen of the device would slide to the right and a QWERTY keyboard would be revealed. On the bottom side of the device, we have one small jack. This is the mini USB sync / charge / headset jack. It's a standard mini USB jack. This device runs on Windows Mobile 6.1. On the right-hand side of the device, we have a camera capture button. The HTC S743 is equipped with a 3.2 megapixel camera, no flash. Dimensions of the device are as follows: 4.57 by 1.70 by 0.64. So when I want to slide open the keyboard, I'm going to hold the device in one hand and I would put my thumb on the left-hand side of the screen and one finger on the right-hand side of the screen and just slide the whole screen to the right. Currently I have it set up so that it makes a noise when I slide it open to the right. I'll go ahead and close the device and give you an idea of how the buttons are oriented on the front of the device. As I look at the device, there's a numeric keypad, as I mentioned, on the front. On the left-hand side, we'll start at the top left. Below the screen, we have a flat button. The first one is going to be the left soft key. Right below this key, we have a slightly raised, skinny button. This is the send key, or the answer key. Right below this key, and above the number 1, is going to be the home key. This is another flat button. To the right of these keys is a circle. Up is going to be the top of the circle. Left, down is above the number 2, and right. The center of the circle is going to be the select key, or enter. To the right of this circle, we have, first, right below the screen, on the right-hand side, right soft key, the end call key, and right below this end call key, which is also raised like the send key, we have back or clear. This key is above the number 3. Right below this key set, these navigation keys, we have the numeric keypad respectively, 1 through 0, and then star or asterisk, and pound or hash. That is the HTC S743 in just a quick view of the device. I almost forgot to mention, this device runs on a Qualcomm processor running at 528 megahertz, so it runs mobile geo and or mobile speak really well. It's really fast. Now, just to give you a quick overview of what is included on the device when you receive it from us, I'll go ahead and use mobile speak smartphone to access the start menu, and I'll just arrow down through the menu so that you get an idea of what's included on the device.
List start window list one mobile speak smartphone.
I'm accessing this.
Press up or down arrow. Left soft or right soft menu.
I'm accessing the start menu by pressing left soft key. The first item that you might have heard just now, and I'll arrow up and arrow down really quick so you can hear it again.
Zero, one mobile speak smartphone.
Is going to be mobile speak smartphone, and now I'll just arrow down through the list so you have this idea of what is on the device.
Two messaging, three calendar, four contacts, five settings, six multimedia, seven office mobile, eight internet explorer, nine messenger, zero call history, one tasks, two quick notes, three speed dial, four games, five accessories, six Google Maps, 7 RSS Hub, 8 ActiveSync, 9 Windows Live, 0 Mobile Geo, 1 MP3 Trimmer, 2 MSS Off, 3 MSS On, 4 Skype, 5 Voice Command, 6 Programs, 1 MP3 Trimmer, 1 MP3 Trimmer.
And that is all that's in the start menu. One last thing that I want to introduce to you, or give you a quick overview of, before I go into the mobile geo demonstration, is Voice Command. Voice Command, Microsoft Voice Command, is an application that is included with this device. Allows you to launch any of the applications included on the phone with your voice. The recognition is pretty amazing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press and hold the send key or the answer call key located on the left-hand side of the device for about 2 seconds. This will cause a chime to sound. Once you hear this chime, this is when you can speak your command and launch your application. Help.
Choose a help topic. Phone. Contacts. Media. Calendar. Start menu. Status. Or general.
General.
General. Press the voice command button to talk or interrupt. Hold to cancel. Select help from the start menu for more help.
Cancel. Okay. So as you can see, or as you can hear, I'm able to speak a various number of commands in order to get different pieces of information from my device utilizing just my voice. The really nice thing about this application is it allows me to use a Bluetooth headset to access these voice commands. I can essentially access any application on my device totally hands-free. Now that you've gotten an idea of what is included with this phone, I'm going to go ahead and launch Mobile Geo using voice command, and we'll do a quick overview of what's on the main screen of Mobile Geo, and then go ahead and go for a walk. I think I'm going to take a pedestrian route and head over to El Taco Loco, so let's see how well this works out. Start Mobile Geo.
Welcome to Mobile Geo. Starting center or GPS engine, please wait. Volume 10. Volume 6. Mobile Geo window, left soft functions, right soft menu. Main screen, no fix. acquiring satellites, plus position colon 4874 North Ashland Avenue.
Okay, so...
acquired position, 23 feet, 7 satellites.
Ah, excellent. So I'm currently standing in my apartment next to a window.
Good quality, 23 feet, tracking 8 satellites.
And this is really good.
North Paulina Street.
It sounds like I've managed to acquire a satellite fix, and it says good quality, which means that it's very trustworthy. We're going to go ahead and arrow down the items that are located on the main screen to give a quick overview of what information can be found from the main screen.
Plus position colon 4877 North Paulina Street, 2 of 12. Good quality, 23 feet, tracking 8 satellites, 1 of 12. Destination colon Fay and Young's apartment, 290 feet east, 3 of 12. In Chicago. Plus nearest intersection colon 312 feet, northwest of West Ainsley Street, west and east, 4 of 12. Plus nearest POI colon Samarini, 201 feet west, 5 of 12.
This would be the nearest point of interest to us right now.
Plus pedometer colon 0 feet, 7 of 12.
Pedometer set at 0 feet because I haven't walked anywhere, and GPS just told me that I'm in Illinois. This is good to know.
Plus city colon Chicago, press enter to set as default city, 8
and
of 12.
I'm in Chicago just in case I forgot.
Plus modes colon GPS, announcements enabled, 9 of 12.
And I'm in GPS mode. If I press select here, I would be taken to virtual navigation. The really nice thing that I like about this device running Mobile Geo is that I have a handheld GPS that allows me to walk essentially anywhere in the country virtually. So I can walk down a block in San Francisco and see what restaurants I would like to go to before I get there.
Plus receiver colon GPS open paren connected close paren. Press enter to configure settings, 10 of 12.
Another really great thing about the HTC S743 is it includes a built-in GPS receiver. Currently I'm connected to this receiver and it allows me to utilize Mobile Geo on the go using only one device. And this is also my cell phone as well.
2:19 p.m. Friday, November 20th, 2009, 11 of 12.
The time and date can also be found in the main screen of Mobile Geo, just in case you need to know the time.
Device battery 96, 12 of 12.
And the device battery is always good to know. This is the last item in the list. If I press down arrow one more time, it'll wrap back around to the beginning, which the first item in the list is GPS fix. You know that you've wrapped around back to the beginning because a beep plays, and this is the indicator.
Fair quality, 56 feet, tracking 6 satellites, 1 of 12.
Now I'm at fair quality because I've moved a little bit, and this is, again, satellite coverage inside my apartment. Go ahead and look for a point of interest. We're going to try to find the restaurant that I mentioned a moment ago, and we'll take a pedestrian route to get there. In order to clear the destination, the current destination, I'm going to go ahead and press left soft key to enter the menu.
Set positions, 1 of 8 root functions, 2 of 8.
Going down to root functions.
Create automatic route, 1 of 10. Clear current destination, 10 of 10.
I pressed up arrow to clear the current destination, and here I'm going to press select, which is the center of the navigation keys.
Main screen, good quality, 21 feet, destination cleared successfully. Main screen, good quality, 23 feet.
If you ever get stuck in a menu,
good quality, 23 feet,
if you ever get
satellites.
Sorry, a little verbose. If you ever get stuck in a menu, you can always press the hash or pound key, which is located on the lower right, the farthest button to the lower right of the numeric keypad. This allows you to jump back to the main screen. I'm going to go ahead and press left soft key to go back to the menu.
Set position root function, search 3
going
of 8.
To search.
Nearest POI, advanced POI search.
Advanced POI search.
POI search conditions, plus search string colon Bank of America.
That's what I wanted to search for earlier.
plus search screen colon Bank of America 1 of, plus search by colon name 2 of 9, plus category colon Bank 3 of 9, plus category colon Bank 3 of 9.
I'm going to press select here on
plus category
categories.
Loading POI category bonus 5 cities.
And I'm going to right arrow over to restaurant.
Place of restaurant, school, six, restaurant,
and I passed it. And I'll press enter here.
Mobile geo window, left soft search, right soft menu. POI search conditions, plus search screen colon Bank of America.
And I'll delete the Bank of America. Because I don't know any restaurants
window,
called Bank of America.
Called place of worship slash cemetery, restaurant, 15 of 20. Left, mobile geo window, left soft search, right soft menu. POI search conditions, plus search screen, plus search by colon name, 2 of 9. Plus search screen colon Bank of America, 1 of 9. POI search A. Blank. A.
And I'm pressing the delete key, which is located right above the number 3.
Blank.
In order to delete these characters.
Mobile geo window, left soft search, right soft menu. POI search conditions, plus search screen colon. Plus category colon restaurant 3 of 9.
And I'm going to press left soft key here in order to perform the restaurant search. It's taking a moment. There's quite a few restaurants as well, so.
POI search results plus Hay and Yang's apartment. POI search results plus uptown aquarium 858 feet. Plus Hay and Yang's plus up plus Byron's hot dog haws 868 plus El Taco Loco 946 feet.
El Taco Loco. I'm going to go ahead and press enter or select here. This is the center key in the five-way navigation key set, so the middle of the circle. This will allow me to obtain all of the details for this particular location.
POI details, POI details, plus name colon El Taco Loco. 946 feet, southwest, 2 of 23. Plus description colon Mexican, 3 of 23.
It's a Mexican restaurant, this is good to know.
Plus category colon restaurant, 4 of, plus subcategory colon Mexican, plus street name colon W. Lawrence Avenue, 6 of 23.
It's on West Lawrence Avenue, which is a fairly busy street.
Plus address colon 1726, 7 of 23.
1726 West Lawrence.
Plus city colon Chicago, 8 of 23. Plus zip postal code colon 60,649 of plus email colon 10 of 23. Plus website colon 11 of 20. Plus phone number colon 773-784-1881. 12 of
okay, this is the phone number in the event that I wanted to call them. The really nice thing about this feature in Mobile Geo, if you have a SIM card in this device, you can actually press the send key here and it'll call this number. So sometimes it's good to call a restaurant ahead of time to make sure that they're open. I'm pretty sure they're open, so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to select this location as my destination, so I'll do that by pressing left soft key to access this menu. And I'll press OK on set destination. So I'm pressing select. I'm brought to another dialogue where I can create a pedestrian route, a vehicle route. I can use the getting warmer function. This is kind of cool. It's like the old games of hot and cold where you try to figure it out closer, further away. So this is a cool function.
Don't create route 4 of 4.
And if I don't want to create a route, this is where I can quit.
Create pedestrian route.
And I wrap back around. So I'm going to go ahead and create this pedestrian route.
Main screen, good quality, 25 feet, tracking 7 satellites, plus position colon 4872 North Ashland Avenue, creating destination set to waypoint 5, El Taco Loco, next, waypoint 2, W. Ainsley 268.
Okay.
Main screen, good quality, 23 feet, tracking 8 satellites, plus position colon 4872 North Ashland Avenue.
Okay, it's telling me my location and telling me where I would need to go next. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and put on some shoes here, and we'll exit out of the apartment and go for a little walk. Okay, so I'm standing at my front door, and I'll go ahead and exit the apartment here. Maybe.
Hi.
Hello. Heading down the stairs. I live on the third floor, so it's quite a hike getting down. Go ahead and do this.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you. Thanks. Okay, so now I'm standing out in the courtyard of my apartment, heading towards Ashland. Ashland Avenue is where my apartment is located. It's quite a busy street, so we're going to start hearing traffic noises soon. So in preparation for that, I'm going to go ahead and turn up mobile speak. I hope it's not going to be too loud here.
Done. Volume 8, volume 10.
Okay.
Mobile geo window, left soft functions, right soft menu.
We'll go ahead and check our GPS status.
Good quality, 23 feet, tracking 8 satellites.
So it's not bad. I managed to keep satellite coverage all the way in my apartment and not lose it as I was going down the stairs. So I'm going to go ahead and walk out of the gate here. I'm now on Ashland Avenue, and I'll make a left to start heading north on Ashland and see if Mobile Geo will start announcing to me directions. Again, I'm using the internal GPS built into this device. The only other device I'm carrying with me right now is my BookSense XT from GW Micro and HandyTech. Another mobile solution. I'm using a stereo microphone, which allows me to record this podcast in stereo, so hopefully you'll get a sense of my environment. I am a cane user, so it's really handy to have.
Approaching left turn at waypoint 2, WH lane 228 feet.
Great! We're approaching the left turn here at Ainslie. It's really great to have a device I can carry in one hand. All you guide dog users out there, I'm sure, can agree to this as well. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and continue, and I'm now on Ainslie Street. This is a little side street, so it's really small, not much traffic.
Turn left on West Ainslie Street heading west, then turn left on North Paulina Street, waypoint 3 heading south.
Okay, so those are my directions. The next street that it's telling me to turn on is Paulina Street. And just so that you get an idea of what information is available with Mobile Geo, I'm going to go ahead and use the numeric keypad to access pieces of information that is on the main screen. I can start with number 1.
Position colon 1632 West Ainslie Street, heading unknown at 0 miles per hour, 472 feet above sea, pedometer colon 221 feet. Done.
Okay, this is... it said done because I pressed the volume key by accident. Pages,
right soft menu.
Okay.
Skip 1 point along route. Next. Turn left on North Paulina Street, heading south.
And that was dead on. I'm now at Paulina. I'm actually going to go ahead and cross it. And then I'll make my left turn. Okay. And we'll go ahead and cross here. Just like it told me. As I reached the road, it literally told me to turn right when I reached the curb cutout. So that's dead on. Okay. So I'm now across the street. Ah, found a gate. And so number one told us our position. I'll go ahead and press number two. Maybe.
Destination colon El Daco local 0.19 miles south.
Okay, that's our destination. It's good to know and check that you know where you're going occasionally. So that's number two.
30% completed. Estimated time of arrival colon 7 minutes 0.24 miles to route destination 562 feet to start of route 0.34 miles total route distance pedestrian route.
Okay, that gives me more information about my current route. Tells me my route completion, how much more I have to go, and it gives me about when I'm going to get there. So my estimated time of arrival. That's really good to know if you're giving directions to somebody or if you need to let somebody know about when you're going to arrive. I'm going to press number four now.
Nearest intersection West Ainslie Street, 194 feet north.
Okay, Ainslie Street is the street that's behind us. Since I just turned left onto Paulina, this is the nearest intersection to me as I'm walking. It's a really beautiful day out here. Temperature is probably about 45, 50 maybe. Now I'm going to press number 5.
Main screen, good quality, 19 feet, tracking 9 satellites, plus okay. Position colon 4872 North Paulina Street.
Number 5 allows us to refresh the main screen. So all you heard was the whooshing noise as it refreshes. Number 6.
Next, turn colon waypoint 4, and Paulina and W. Lawrence, turn right, 735 feet, south, 4 minutes.
Okay, that tells me my next turn is going to be at Lawrence. So we're almost there. Number 7 is...
Virtual mode window. You are switching to virtual navigation mode. Following your route in real dash time will be disabled. Press enter to close this message. Left soft, virtual navigation active.
Oh, so number 7
main screen,
switches...
tracking 9 satellites in
Number 7 switches back and forth between active live GPS navigation and virtual mode. So if I wanted to virtually explore what was ahead of me, I could do so. I'm going to go ahead and switch back to live navigation because we're in the middle of a route.
GPS navigation active. Main screen, good quality, 23 feet, tracking 8 satellites, plus position colon 4856 North Paulina Street.
That's our nearest address. I'm going to press number 8.
Nearest POI colon Artisan Photographer Inc. 78 feet northeast.
Artisan Photographer. It's the nearest point of interest. As I walk along, it'll announce to me nearest points of interest. Mobile Geo will announce those things to me, as well as the street crossings. And if I'm not getting enough announcements of points of interest, I can just press number 8 to get the nearest point as I continue to walk.
Nearest POI colon Artisan Photographer Inc. 125 feet northeast.
And I'll press number 9.
Turn left on North Paulina Street, heading south, open paren, tight colon, turn now, close paren.
That was the last turn. So number 6 tells us our next turn, number 9 tells us our previous turn. And I'll go ahead and press 0, which will tell us...
Good quality, 21 feet, tracking 9 satellites.
And the pound key gets us back to the main screen. In case we weren't
there
before. Main screen,
good quality, 21 feet, tracking 9 satellites, plus position code, plus near, plus zero, plus weight, heading unknown, plus pit up, plus city code, plus modes colon G, plus receiver code, plus modes colon GPS announcements disabled 11 of 14.
Okay, I've managed to disable my announcements, so I'll go ahead and enable them again.
Set positions, root functions, 2 of search, 3 of 8. Virtually, modes, settings, 6 of 8. Settings window list, 1 GPS settings, 1 of 8, to move to items. Use the arrow keys, left soft open, right soft back.
Okay. And you can toggle announcements on and off by going to the menu and going to modes. And this is the look around announcement option. So I'm going to check again what the nearest point of interest is by pressing number 8.
Nearest POI colon 301 media, 92 feet southeast.
Okay. And that is the nearest point.
Plus receiver colon, plus modes colon GPS, announcements enabled, 11 of 14.
My announcements are enabled again. Okay, that was an automatic announcement. So, if your announcements are enabled,
on North Paulina Street, 173 feet south to West Torrance Avenue,
you'll occasionally get these kinds of announcements, which is really great when you're walking around on a nice day like this and you want to know what is nearby.
Agent Query LLC, bonus.
This is another Mexican restaurant that I'm approaching. I'm still on Paulina.
Turn right on West Torrance Avenue, heading west.
And that, again, is a dead-on turn with Mobile Geo. We were told to turn right on West Lawrence. West Lawrence, as you can hear, is very busy.
Byron's Hot Dog Haas Restaurant.
Hello. A lot of people are out.
Dogs and cats roaming salon, bonus.
Okay.
Destination waypoint 5, El Taco Loco.
Hey, and it looks like I'm here, and I found a door. I'm gonna go ahead and check this door to see if
El Taco Loco
told
Mexican.
Me the correct restaurant. That's always good to know exactly where you're going. It smells like a restaurant. Could it be? It smells like tacos. I'll just ask somebody here real quick. Excuse me, what place is this?
near Taco Loco?
El Taco Loco. Thank you so much. So, that is how Mobile Geo works in a pedestrian route.